This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Huge news dealing with the First Amendment. Really unprecedented. Coming up in the next segment with former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura. We'll get his take on the situation in South Carolina, the tragic shootings, this nine dead that took place Wednesday night, and the aftermath of that. We'll look at the situation in the Middle East. We'll look at French invent robots to replace border police. There's, again, another massive move to open up the borders right now. It's already been done with executive action when they're trying to ram that through Congress. I got really happy about this, but I said the fight was coming up again next week. While we were busy diverted by the tragic events in South Carolina, America came inches closer, because we're only a few inches away, from being conquered by the TPP. I mean, this is a total takeover of everything in our country, basically, by foreign shadowy groups and a secret treaty. It is just so awesome, in a bad way, what they're getting away with. House approves fast track 218 to 208. I saw that in the afternoon yesterday, and I was like in the pit of my stomach. I just felt nauseated. I had Larry Nichols on, former top Clinton insider. And I wasn't feeling so much defeated, just sad that we're so conquered, and it's getting so much worse. And the rapacious, predatory, vicious hatred of prosperity and freedom that the criminal class has that's in control. And just to know that, man, we either rout these people and push them back and prosecute them and bring them to justice, or it's just all going to collapse. And we've reached that point. We can't go much further because the bottom's dropping out. The House on Thursday took the first step towards resurrecting the White House trade agenda. It's not trade, it's a takeover. But see, the lapdog media goes along with that. By passing legislation granting President Obama fast-track authority. The bill now goes to the Senate, where the White House and GOP leaders are seeking to strike a deal with pro-trade Democrats. It's not trade. The whole article is written to deceive. The House vote, 218 to 208, with 28 Democrats voting for it. This is the second time in a week the House has voted to approve the controversial fast-track bill. And when you fail, just do it again. On Friday, the House voted 219 to 211 in favor of fast track, which would make it easier for Obama to complete the sweeping Trans-Pacific trade deal. In last week's vote, the GOP parried with fast track bill with the measure known as Trade Adjustment Assistance, TAA, that gives aid to workers displaced by trade. Oh, here's some money for retraining, but you're going to lose your job forever. Here's your last meal. Both measures needed to be approved in the separate votes for the entire package to move forward. House Democrats have historically favored TAA, but they voted against it Friday to kill Fast Track, which is deeply opposed by unions and other liberal groups. Yeah, unions have already sold themselves out to NAFTA and GATT and other things, and they're pretty much compromised and controlled and, you know, support gun control and open borders and all sorts of suicidal behavior. But now at the end, they get a secret bill we can't read and three sections of it that if leaked say that foreign groups will dictate everything. No, we've got to reverse this. And that's now basically what's happened. Again, if you're a TV viewer or a radio listener, you can go to Infowars.com/show and be a TV viewer. It's free. You can see I've got two HDFirearms.com, super high quality but also affordable 5.56 rifles. And we just have these out here today because the new attack on guns is here. Let it be known that the next shoe to drop is now dropping. The trial balloons are done. The new assault with legislation and executive orders to restrict the Second Amendment is on. And we'll talk to former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura about that, about openly funding Al-Qaeda, about the buildup for war with Russia, about a huge, massive attack on the First Amendment. That's why he's really joining us. And so much more. Election 2016, the shootings happening around the country. It's all coming up with Jesse Ventura.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves with the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Your liver can be full of fatty deposits, built-up toxins, and even dangerous objects known as liver stones. We worked with the top developers in the field of detox to take tried and true herbs and other compounds known to safely cleanse the liver and fused it with the latest research and technological development on concentrating these ingredients to give you the maximum effect. Liver Shield is the only liver support product on the market that uses a patented Spigerex blend of powerful organic herbs that support detoxification. And when you visit InfoWarsLife.com, see the instructional video on how to do a 6-day liver detox. This isn't a game, and let me tell you, the results are dramatic. Liver Shield is totally organic and made of the safest high-quality herbs. But that said, you need to consult your physician before you do the full detox. Liver Shield can also be used daily by itself for overall upkeep of the liver. Secure your Liver Shield today exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com for the lowest price available. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
That's right. When I first had that intro, I don't know, 18 years ago, is when that intro was recorded. It was a little bit cheeky, a little bit of a joke, a little bit snarky. But now I am in FEMA Region 6, formerly Texas. We are under global government. The TPP has passed the House, set to pass the Senate. Liberals, conservatives across the board, from the unions to the Tea Party that have gotten the subsections through WikiLeaks, say it's the end of sovereignty as we know it. It makes the president a dictator. It gives him unlimited power over trade, borders, taxes, guns, you name it. And it says in there they'll do this. So while we were all focused on the tragic shooting in South Carolina in Charleston, this was rammed through yesterday. And while we were busy doing that, they were putting in internet kill switches, and the FCC was declaring power over the web and saying they're planning to tax it and regulate it and control free speech. There is a move towards totalitarianism everywhere. The Prime Minister of England came out a month ago and said, we're not going to put up with people's free speech anymore, in a chilling statement. Corruption and tyranny is accelerating because the globalists are taking over and they've committed so many crimes, it's all or nothing. They're going for broke. I've known Jesse Ventura for about 8-9 years. and I've been part of two seasons of his hit TV show. I've got to know him pretty well, traveled around the country with him, friends with his son as well. And he's the real deal. He's a real guy who doesn't compromise, and who, even though I disagree with him probably on 10, 15% of his political views, I admire him because he sticks to his guns, and he'll be the same today as he was a year ago as he'll be in 5 years. He doesn't waffle. And that's why he's demonized. It's why they ran the hit piece with the late Chris Kyle, rest in peace, the family's now made, and then, well, the overall book and film have made hundreds of millions of dollars. And the book was a fiction when it came to the Jesse Ventura part, and a jury found that it was defamation, found that it was a fraud. That's very hard to do, especially when you're a public figure. But it was done with the intent of making money off defaming Ventura. It rose above that level. There's now been a demonization campaign of Ventura, obviously because they don't want him running in 2016. They know a third-party candidate could really galvanize the people. They're scared of that. And so they're assassinating him, just like they're assassinating Rand Paul and Ron Paul and others right now with demonization campaigns. But he called me yesterday, and we're honored he's breaking this news here. He's got one of the top lawyers in the country. And, you know, who's beat Vince McMahon, you name it. And he broke down some info that is so over the top and affects every American. Unprecedented. I'm going to let him tell you what's happened, but 50 top media outlets have all lined up with their money and their power to crush Jesse Ventura and everybody else's free speech and everybody else's right to a trial and defend themselves. They want, simply put, the right from the courts to lie and destroy people. And remember MSNBC, and my lawyer said I could win last year, but he said it would cost millions. Millions I don't have. He said, you can win. MSNBC said the bombers were influenced by Alex Jones and that Alex Jones is deeply racist and showed no proof. A jury would probably award me that. But I just want my name. But see, I can't fight on every front. That's why I admired the fact that Ventura has spent incredible amounts of money, even though he was a well-to-do person. He spent a lot of it, is gone now, to get his name back. I mean, I can't give you the numbers. If he wants to do those, he can, but I happen to know that he didn't make any money on this. But he did the right thing, and now they're scared, they're lined up, and this affects everybody. Former Minnesota governor, TV star, movie star, best-selling author, former mayor, Jesse Ventura, joins us back in the United States in Minnesota. He also hosts Off the Grid TV on Aura Television, very popular. Governor, I tell you, when you broke this down to me yesterday, it was staggering. You've learned more today. This is a big deal. Tell us exactly what's happened.
Well, what's happened is this, Alex. I won the trial. It was in front of a jury. The jury found for me for defamation. Then there was a second count for unjust enrichment because of that defamation, that they used the defamation to enrich themselves and make millions of dollars. And the jury awarded me roughly 25% in unjust enrichment. Well, this, and we'll clarify right now, 50 is a little high. I'll read it. I've got it right in front of me. This is a motion for leave to file brief, whatever it is, AMICICURIAE. Now that's legal jargon, of 33 media companies and organizations in support of the 8th Circuit Court of Appeals, 8th Circuit District, urging a reversal of this decision. Now, in layman's terms, what this means, they want the ability to be able to write lies about anybody. Now, it just happens I'm a pretty big public figure, so they can, but, and so many people out there are going to think, well, this will never affect me. I'm not a public figure like Jesse Ventura. No media is ever going to lie about me. Well, that may be true, but it's still, this is a mega thing to our freedom and to protecting ourselves from the corporate fascist takeover that we're seeing. And what they want, if this is overturned, they they will then have the ability to lie about you and make profit from those lies, and you will have no way to redress or no way to be compensated for the damage they do to you. So it's going to give them free rein. It's going to set the bar so high. The bar is already high, but it's going to set the bar so high that they will be able to lie and get away with it, and there'll be nothing any individual out there can do. I fought this fight now by myself. It's 3.5 years now, Alex, and it's drained me financially. And my attorney said this could end up in the Supreme Court, because we do have the Supreme Court decision back in 1960 backing us. So if the 8th Circuit Court of Appeals rules for them, they will actually be going against a Supreme Court decision already on the books. So this could go all the way to the High Court. I'm urging people. I've never did this before, really, Alex. I guess I did when I ran for governor and mayor, asking for votes. And this is hard for me to do, being a person like I am, but I've got to ask for help on this. I need help to fight this fight. Because it's a 33. I mean, it's a who's who, Alex. Let me go down the list. Could I?
Absolutely. Last night we talked, and you hadn't even seen the document yet. Just your lawyer said it was scores.
Let me go down the list of who it is.
Before we do that, Governor, let me just explain to folks, to be clear here. The major media, from the New York Times to Fox News, who are signed on to this, you're going to go over the list, they are saying they want immunity to be able to lie, just like vaccine makers want immunity. This is a license to steal, basically, people's identities. It's a license to say, I'm a bomber, or Alex Jones is a child molester, or Joe Smith's a bank robber, when we're not.
And it makes it available that they can make profit from making those statements, that they will incur a great profit. And what they're trying to do is stop you from being able to stop them from making a profit from the lies.
It's unprecedented. It is.
Oh, yes, it is. This is unprecedented.
This is big. So please break down what your top lawyer told you, the angles of this, and who's signing on to...
Well, I got the list right here. You got A&E Television Networks. We all know them from cable, A&E. Advanced Publication, Inc., American Society of News Editors, Association of Alternative News Media, the Association of American Publishers, Inc., the Authors Guild, Inc., BuzzFeed, Inc., the Center for Investigative Reporting, Inc., Cox Media Group, Inc., EW Scripps Company, First Amendment Coalition, Forbes Media, LLC, Gannett Company, Incorporated, Docker Media, Hatchet Book Group, Inc., the Hearst Corporation, Landmark Media Enterprises, the Media Law Research Center, the Minnesota Newspaper Association. So even my own state of Minnesota stabs their governor in the back on this one. It shouldn't surprise me. They did it while I was governor, too.
Total traitors.
Minnesota Newspaper Association, Motion Picture Association of America, MPA, the Association of Magazine Media, the National Association of Broadcasters, the National Press Photographers Association, National Public Radio, Inc., New York Media, LLC, the New York Times, Newspaper Association of America, North Jersey Media Group, Inc., Penguin Random House, LLC, the Reporters Committee for Freedom of the Press, and Time Incorporated, and Tribune Publishing Company, LLC, and the WP Company, LLC, which is the Washington Post.
They are so scared of you because you took on Goliath, you beat them, and now they're all piling in because they all tell so many lies now. Their executives have told them, go ahead and lie. They wouldn't lie as much as 4 or 5 years ago. I mean, they say outrageous lies about you and I and others constantly, and I guess they're scared we're going to start suing them, so they want the court to say they're allowed to enrich themselves off lying about people. That is incredible.
Yeah, that's what they're asking the court to do. Because they're putting it in light that this is an alternative for punitive damages, and of course you can't get punitive damage against an estate.
I wonder if they'll. I'm surprised Brian Williams isn't a signatory to this.
Anyway, though, getting back to it, Alex, I never dreamed that this would would explode to the level that it has. That the entire, this is a who's who of the entire mainstream media of the United States of America.
I know it is. Former Governor Jesse Ventura, who stood up, fought the hard fight, was told it's really going to be hard to win, still did it because he was lied about. He was defamed. They said he was there happy that vets were dead when he'd been at their commencement. And he just stood up against it, and he won. And he used the American system to do it. They're trying to overthrow our system right now.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Alex Jones 24/7 listen line?
It's easy.
Just punch in 1-605-562-6120. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now. 1-605-562-6120. Now you can listen to Alex Jones when you want.
Bookmark the Alex Jones 24/7 listen line number today.
1-605-562-6120. 1-605-562-6120.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters. For the love of clean water.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
I'm going to tweet at Real Alex Jones here in a moment while Governor Ventura is speaking. Basically, that the New York Times is asking a federal court to certify that they're allowed to lie. The New York Times and others are going to court asking the government to protect them and let them lie. That's where this country's going. They want to be able to do this. Already, defamation libel, if you're a public figure especially, is just stratospherically hard to prove. This is a short 6-minute segment. Governor Ventura, I've never heard him really open it up, you know, during the breaks. I'm talking to him about this because he's brainstorming right now. He just had the idea for a defense fund today because he has expended most of his money, even though he would have done well. 3.5 years fighting these guys. He told me off air all they wanted in discovery. They're trying to break him right now. And if they do this, they're going to turn the heat up lying even more. This affects everybody. Just like TPP, just like the gun grab, we hang together or we hang separate. Governor, you were brainstorming a moment ago. Please share with the audience what you were sharing with me. I mean, I know it's hard for you to, you know, I mean, you're not a proud man, but you're also, I mean, you're a humble man, but you're a private man. But go ahead, share with people what you've been through.
Well, you know, when I went through the trial with Vince McMahon and the WWF or WWE as they are now, the appeal, when I won, the appeal happened and was finished in like 3 to 4 months. And so I inquired to my attorney, why has it been a year? You know, I got the verdict last July, August. Why has it taken a whole year and the Court of Appeals hasn't even seen it yet? Well, apparently they filed 3 extensions, the other side, drew that out. And in the summer, I learned the Court of Appeals doesn't work. They're off. So the soonest they pushed it off all the way till this fall. Well, that's the way what they're doing. They're drawing it out, and the whole process, they've done this from day one, has been to draw it out as lengthy as they can to drain me of money. And they're succeeding to some extent because it has been a huge financial drain on me and my family. What this has caused me, the whole Kyle thing, I lost my television show. And for 2 years, I could not get a job. When I finally got a job, it's a job with a foreign employer, and my income has dropped substantially. And so it's been basically almost 3 to 3.5 years of unemployment and having to pay these legal bills to get these.
That was their plan to destroy you. People always say we want champions. We want men that will stand up against the enemy. We want people to take action. You're doing it. You haven't set up a P.O. box or a defense fund yet, but I wouldn't wait. Give us an address. I'm going to write a check because, you know, you told me privately that, you know, over the years and not having a job, that you're running out of money. That'll make them really happy. I'm not going to let them win. You took action. You've beaten them. That was one shot out of 1,000, but you had justice on your side. We've got to stand with you, Governor Ventura. This is important. I don't want you to give up, and I know you're not going to give up. And they are so upset right now. They wouldn't even say on Fox News when you won. They did new pieces basically repeating what Kyle had said against you. I mean, truly sickening.
Well, even worse than that, Bill O'Reilly brought on pundits and tried to call them legal experts, where all they did was ridicule the judge's decision, the jury's decision. And they said how wrong this was, and not one of them had sat in the courtroom and saw one speck of evidence. They were pundits. They weren't experts.
But it's asinine to say you would go to a Navy SEAL
event. Harvard is owned by the same corporation as Fox News.
It's just crazy that they told Kyle, you know, I guess that he could get away with this, and obviously he didn't get away with it.
I don't know. I don't know that aspect of it that much, but, you know, and unfortunately he's dead and gone. I wish he were alive because I would have loved to have gotten him on the stand during the trial, but we didn't have that available. Just
wasn't that convenient?
What's that?
Wasn't it convenient he died? Very sad.
Well, I don't know nothing about that. That happened down in Texas. You'd know more about that than I would, Alex.
No. I mean, he was a big propaganda front for them, like Pat Tillman. And when he started going sideways, they had to make him a dead hero. It was the only way to save their myth.
But any of that. But the thing, getting back on track here, is that people don't realize what they're doing here. These conglomerate corporations, the enemy, for lack of a better term, that you and I are fighting against. They want the government to rubber stamp that they can lie. And that, and if they profit from those lies, they don't have to give up any money or profit because of those lies.
It shows that they've become completely morally bankrupt at the top and are consciously trying to forge a criminal society. I want to get more into this when we come back. The overall move to attack free speech worldwide. I want to get into the shootings with you and different things that are unfolding with Jesse Ventura. I'm Alex Jones of InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Your liver can be full of fatty deposits, built-up toxins, and even dangerous objects known as liver stones. We worked with the top developers in the field of detox to take tried and true herbs and other compounds known to safely cleanse the liver and fuse it with the latest research and technological development on concentrating these ingredients to give you the maximum effect. Liver Shield is the only liver support product on the market that uses a patented Spigerex blend of powerful organic herbs that support detoxification. And when you visit InfoWarsLife.com, see the instructional video on how to do a six-day liver detox. This isn't a game, and let me tell you, the results are dramatic. Liver Shield is totally organic and made of the safest high-quality herbs. But that said, you need to consult your physician before you do the full detox. Liver Shield can also be used daily by itself for overall upkeep of the liver. Secure your Liver Shield today exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com for the lowest price available. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
It's been July with its dentovite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
And that's a Thomas Jefferson quote. Bottom line, the God of the New World Order is lies and fraud and deceit and dominating others. And they want all of it certified and protected so you have no way to ever bring them to justice. During the break, Jesse Ventura was talking about the fact that, hey, I'm taking on 33 Goliaths that have signed on with their hundreds of subsidiaries to an amicus brief to the court, and that means money, support, everything, to try to crush the jury decision. I wouldn't even call it an uphill fight. It's a battle. And he's gone this far. He hasn't even set up a Kickstart campaign or a P.O. box yet. Sometime next week that'll be ready. Jesse Ventura is our guest. But this just fits the overall climate that we're in right now, where just every basic freedom is being scrapped. Jesse, I want you to put a bookend on this and make any other comments on this subject and where this is going. And then I want to move into some other subjects and get your take on that, because I know listeners want to know your view on the tragic shooting up in South Carolina, on what's happening in the economy, a lot of really ominous signs. Things are coming to a head, and classically, people in the system, the enemy, are going to the tools of totalitarianism, they think, to protect themselves, but I don't really think that's going to work too well. But, man, I tell you, the stuff we covered on your TV show that first season on the FEMA camps and threat fusion centers, that really almost seems passe now. It was shocking at the time, but so much of this is out in the open, and I'm just stunned that they are moving this quickly. I mean, war with Russia, U.S. troops are now engaging in combat, not just training, against Russians in eastern Ukraine. Our government openly funded al-Qaeda. It's come out in the news. The 28 pages has come out that Saudi Arabia was running 9/11. Our government stood down. We're vindicated there. I don't want to be vindicated. I just want it all to stop. I mean, I can't believe they're more criminal than we even thought, is my view. I'm kind of ranting here. It's just, I've never been poleaxed. I'm getting to the point where I'm just, my mouth is hanging open, Governor.
Well, it you know, we did conspiracy theory, and everybody thought, oh, look at this crazy show, you know, a former governor's doing this, this is, and, you know, they have the stereotypical, oh, he's a conspiracy theorist, which means you're nuts, when the reality is they did a study in Europe and found that conspiracy theorists are generally more intelligent than the average people.
That's right.
And so, but we're being vindicated, but, you know, Alex, it's a hollow vindication, because I don't want to be vindicated on it. I wish it were the opposite. I wish I was wrong. I wish that all the things on conspiracy theory were just that. They weren't real. And now it's just astounding watching all this stuff, the FEMA camps, all this stuff that we talked about, is the strange weather when we went up and investigated HAARP and all this stuff. And it's just like, oh, my God, you know, no wonder they wanted that show off the air.
It's a bunch of mad scientists with unlimited funding playing God, and they just see our basic freedoms as in the way of them playing God.
Pretty much. I'm starting to believe that myself. It's like I said, it's just amazing to me that my case, which is really, it's not a national case, an individual defamed me in a book, and I was forced to defend myself from that defamation, and they unjustly enriched themselves. How can this be a national issue?
I was the guy that called you in Mexico and got you on the phone and told you, and you thought I was doing a dirty joke. I mean, you were like, come on, Alex. And I said, no, this is really being said all over the news right now.
Yeah, but I mean, how can this be a national issue, which it is now? I mean, sure, it was important to Jesse Ventura, just as if someone defamed Burt Reynolds or defamed whoever else may be out there. You know, it's important to the individual and who they are. But now it's this whole, my whole trial has burst into an entire national war to save our asses.
That's it. Well, that's what happens when one man does the right thing and then wins. The enemy comes in again, and they just keep doubling down because they know they're going to lose if they don't, and they just hope in this game of chicken you and others back off. But they're scared to death. They know their house of cards is coming down, and they know that people are waking up to them.
I hope so. I really hope so, Alex, because, you know, like I said, it gets pretty lonely out there fighting the fight. And you know, it's been tough on my wife and tough on everybody. And, you know, I've lost friends I guess they weren't really friends if they won't stick with you. So, but you thought they were.
Well, there's a lot of cowards and a lot of people that are fair weather friends. They're summertime soldiers and they're the plague. But when things really get bad, people you didn't think were your friends will also start showing up.
Oh, yeah. Yep. No doubt about it. And like I said, I hate to do this, and we'll go on to the other subjects, but I may have to have help. And I want you got loyal listeners, Alex. Everywhere I go in the world, people come up to me. And one of the first things they'll always say to me is, I listen to Alex Jones. It's almost like handing me a business card.
sure, it's Fight Club. It's Fight Club-esque. Expanding on that, I've followed your case. I've been in the middle of it. I debated Chris Collin, Opie, and Anthony right after this lie was put out. I warned them all, you better watch it. This is serious. He's going to sue you. He didn't do it. You're hurting somebody. But clearly it was a plan to destroy you. You didn't have a choice. They were coming to assassinate your name. That's what they do instead of killing you nowadays. They destroy your name.
Yep, and your credibility, and they marginalize you.
And so you didn't have a choice, and now you told me privately, hey, I'm not wealthy like I used to be. I've blown almost all my money on this, but I can't stop. And, you were even privately telling me about having to, sell your house or whatever to fight these people and just move to Mexico, I guess. I mean, it's just so sad but look where it got Kyle. And I know you don't want to talk about him. He's not going to talk ill of the dead. I think Chris Kyle is probably a nice guy. I think he got set up by some bigger people. He got played. And just like Jessica Lynch or Pat Tillman,
I don't think so, Alex, because he originally told the story back in 06.
So he's been telling it a long time.
And he told it to his sailor buddies out there. So don't give him a pass.
No, I understand. So it was a fish story.
He whored the trident, what we call whoring the trident. We had a standard rule in the teams, much like Vegas. What happens on deployment stays on deployment. You don't come home and write books about it. Unfortunately, that's not the way it is today. Now they all come home and write books about it because they can get wealthy. Well, that's fine. I don't begrudge anyone anything, but it still goes against the old SEAL tradition of we don't talk about what we do.
Well, the Army still won't brag, and they do a lot more because they have larger numbers than the SEALs. The Army is freaked out by the Navy SEALs agreeing to be these propaganda fronts. It turns out Zero Dark 30 is not true. The Bin Laden raid's fake. What happened to the Navy SEALs?
I don't know. Gosh, I don't know. Like I said, I've been out of them now for, I left in 1973, but back then you didn't hoard the trident. And remember, Chris Kyle, and then he took an old-timer like me and threw me under the bus, knowing full well that incident did not occur. And he did it for fame and fortune, so don't give him a pass.
Well, I agree with you. It's very dishonorable. I was just... Clearly, though, he was being – people picked up on his line of bull, and they got him hyped up to go all the way with it.
Oh, yeah. Well, and especially after he unfortunately died, they thought I would – well, here's the situation they put me in, Alex. Imagine for a moment if a veteran accused you of being a child molester, and you sued that veteran. And then, unfortunately, before it went to trial, the veteran died. Well, would you drop your lawsuit and be marked as a child molester for
no.
the rest of your life?
No.
Or would you continue the lawsuit to clear your name, which is all that I did?
Well, I'll be honest. First, I kicked their ass.
Jury.
Yeah. No, I told you, you did what you had to do. You had no other recourse.
Yeah, there was nothing else I could do or get out of public and go to Mexico and live and never show my face again.
No, you didn't stick your tail between your legs. I admire you.
That was my alternative. And so I fought the fight. And the only thing is the fight has now gone globally, or not globally, but United States.
Oh, make no mistake. This is global because they follow U.S. jurisprudence. I would have said I can't imagine the Supreme Court's going to overrule themselves and say you're allowed to lie knowingly and profit from it. But in this climate, they'll probably rule that way.
I don't know. I don't know, and we'll have to wait and see. But like I said, Alex, if I'll be back. I'll call you back next week. Hopefully I'll set up to where if people do want to help out in this financially, and I mean, I feel like I'm asking for charity, but I think that the fight is a good fight. It's one that we, the people, need to fight. We've got to fight this, because if I get beat, it's going to have repercussions not just on me. It's going to have them on you and everybody else.
Well, I always said this was a national case. And you were like, no, it's just my personal case, and I'm not saying, see, I was right. This is key. They, with their actuaries, their computers, and their political scientists, knew 3 years ago, 4 years ago, that you were super popular, you were set, you could have been another Ross Perot or bigger, but they know you wouldn't back off, so they assassinated you, buddy. Instead of putting bullets in you, though, like Kennedy, they said that you're glad veterans died and that you got beat up. That's the way to discredit somebody, to try to get the SEALs to turn against you, to then come out and demonize you. And I guess they just thought you'd roll over.
Well, they don't know us that well because we don't roll over. Anyway, Alex, what else you want to talk about?
Well, I just want to say this. These are epic times we're living in. Obama came out and blamed the Second Amendment for the situation in South Carolina, but it turns out he was on a antipsychotic medication that literally says it can make you kill people on the insert. And
you know what I find interesting, Alex? How come whenever it's a white guy doing the killing, he's always psychotic and on drugs or is mentally disturbed, and yet when it's black people, you never hear them say that, do you?
Well, I'm not defending when blacks or whites kill each other. I think it's
horrible.
I agree,
but I just find it interesting. Obviously, the guy's a psychotic nut. Nobody in their right mind goes out and behaves in that manner. That's a given. That's a given. Anybody that could walk in to a place of worship where there are peaceful, peace-loving people and walk in and just murder them, well, you don't have to, in that case, you don't have to question. Of course that person is nuts. That's not normal behavior. No one in their right mind would ever say it was.
Well, I agree. Most of the black-on-black crime is gang-related drug war stuff. In the few cases we've seen a deranged black person go in and do similar stuff, they've always been on psychotropics. I mean, the insert says that these whole classes can make you do this.
I don't know about that stuff, but we need to take the big, you can't blame the gun. You know, right away, blame the gun and we need new gun laws. No, that ain't it. I mean, I have a gun safe and never once have I come home and heard any misbehaving out of it.
That's right.
You know, it requires a human element. And if there's not a gun, well, what would be the difference if the guy would have thrown a hand grenade?
Well, what if he'd waited outside with his car till the main church on Sunday let out and run over 100 people?
Yeah, and ran them all over at 80 miles an hour. You know, the point is that we systematically like to blame the tool rather than go get to the base of the problem.
Well, I agree with you, but this is about coming after the guns. And this, what do you think of the Republican leadership? Talk about how they're a gang, siding with Obama against the Democrats and the Tea Party and ramming through the TPP. It's not completely rammed through, but they did pass it out of the House yesterday when it's a secret treaty and gives the president dictatorial power.
Not only that, this is the trade thing?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, not only that. No input from the people and the participation of over 600 corporations in it. What you have here is fascism. You have now, because the Supreme Court allowed the corporations to become people, you have corporations dictating policy with their money to the politicians, and now they're dictating policy completely. They're even brought in. They're brought in. And one of the things, you know what one of the things in this is? That the corporations can do business and it allows them to sue governments who don't cooperate with them.
Exactly.
I mean, give me a break. Here they want to take away my right to sue when they lie about me and profit from it. But here on this trade agreement, they then want the ability to sue governments who don't kowtow to their needs.
It's a total power grab. And this is the same case.
Fascism.
It is. It's corporate fascism. Look at how 33 conglomerates with thousands of subsidiaries under them, thousands, are coming against you with money and power with that message with the same thing. They're removing the Magna Carta. They're removing the Bill of Rights. They're removing any power we have to peacefully resist their hegemonic takeover.
Well, you know, it's getting to the point, Alex, and I get God, we're going to get flagged for this one. Maybe it's time for the rakes and the shovels and the torches.
And
you get what I mean?
Yes, sir. Well, that's why they're gearing up and admitting in the Army Times that they're preparing the military to take on the American people. But the military's really waking up. What's your view on these giant military drills that they admit are training to take over the United States?
It's horrifying. It goes back to that defense bill a couple years ago that McCain and the guy from Michigan ramrodded through that amendment to the defense bill that allows the military to operate within the United States on the war on terror.
That's right. And what did the
absurd?
And what did the John Warner Defense Authorization Act say in 97? In 2007. It said that NORTHCOM is to stop insurrection in the states or by the states. it admits that it's to suppress the states.
Yeah. So, you know, and you've got police forces out there now that they don't look like the police anymore. When I was a kid growing up, the police walked around with a little hat on and a blue shirt and these kind of dark blue slacks, and they got in white cars that said protect and serve. Now the police come out with helmet gear on. They come out looking like they're heading to Beirut, Lebanon, or Iraq for a full-scale war, and those are now our police. And then I love this one. I want to bring this point up, Alex, that ties together a little bit. I know it's a little off, but in war, you're not allowed to use chemical weapons according to the rules of war.
Yes.
You cannot use chemical weapons against your opponent, right? That was one of the big excuses they had for us to invade Iraq, was that Saddam did that.
Geneva Convention.
It's outrageous. So we can't use chemicals against an enemy, but we're allowed to use chemicals against our own people?
You're absolutely right. When we come back, I want to get into the preparations for an economic collapse. Europe is already in free fall. There's already bank runs beginning. Ron Paul says that any minute the stock market could implode. Here's the headline, CNBC, stock market, day of reckoning is near. I want to get former Minnesota governor's take on the state of the world, the economy, and why he thinks all these billionaires are fleeing to armored redoubts in different areas of the United States and in New Zealand. Jesse Ventura, under establishment attack, is our guest, and he's got the courage to continue to fight. We need to support him. We'll be back.
Communist China freely allows the sale of bulletproof armor plates, while our U.S. politicians argue from banning Americans from owning body armor.
Does that sound right to you?
Arm your American body at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Alex Jones. And I've been demonized. I've been attacked a lot. I expect that doing this. I don't want to be a slave. But I would expect that others that believe in freedom would support me. And you've done that with all that you've done. We try to sell high-quality water filters to cut out the glyphosate and all the rest of it and the fluoride. We high-quality non-GMO seeds at great prices, shortwave radios, liberty-based apparel, pro-gun apparel, hunting, fishing supplies, high-quality portable non-GMO storable foods, super high-quality vitamins, minerals, supplements, nutraceuticals, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. We are selling out rapidly of Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2 that so many people are deficient in. That's the whole halogen conspiracy. Watch the video at InfoWarsLife.com. We have the Liver Shield that opens up your liver and detoxes it with concentrated known herbs. We have the Advanced Liver Cleanse. You can see instructional videos about that at InfoWarsLife.com. And your purchase of all these products funds this organization that is one of the only truly independent, nonpartisan, libertarian-based Americana organizations in the world, and we're a platform to promote and defend everybody else that's fighting for freedom and who is decent and honorable and who will stand up. And believe me, it's going to get a lot worse before it gets better, folks. I've been told by high-level people years ago that your show's going to explode because what you're saying is dead on. Get ready. It's going to be bad. And the elites are running for the hills. Jesse Ventura's with us 5 minutes into the next hour. We appreciate his time. He'll be back with us next week, hopefully, to launch that fundraiser, not for him, but for all of us. Now that he has 33 companies lined up against him doing this. But getting into the elites, it's been the London Guardian, New York Times, running to New Zealand, buying safe houses, buying armored redoubts. You did a TV show on the facility up in the Ozarks. What are they gearing up for? Ron Paul talking about stock market day of reckoning coming, banker bailouts in Europe. Where is all this going, Governor?
It's mind-blowing, Alex, because there's also the rumor, get away from the coast and get to the high ground. You know, I've heard that one now, that ultimately Denver could become the capital of America. I don't know.
It is the alternate capital under COG. You're correct. It's already the alternate capital.
Yeah, and so what are they telling us? Something's going to happen down at the ocean level that is going to devastate and destroy everything there, and the only way to survive is to be up in the high country? I don't know.
They are acting like they don't care about anything anymore.
It's interesting. It'll keep you thinking and wake you up. I have to beg off a little, Alex, because I've been so entrenched in my own mess with this that it's very difficult for me to focus on the other worldly stuff right now and what's going on. So I apologize for that.
Well, I'm going to say this, then. I'm going to interrupt.
If Ron Paul is scared, there's reason to be afraid.
If Ron Paul is scared, there's reason to be afraid. I'll say this. They've tried to destroy your name. They haven't succeeded completely. You've gotten a lot of it back, clearly. You've won with the jury, even if they overturn it, which we should fight. You still won with the people. They just engaged in fraud. But they're trying to keep you diverted so you don't run for president. I think the way you really get at them is do what they're afraid of.
Well, okay, first thing is, though, I don't want to run too soon because it costs too much money then. And I want to do it when they get the pikers out. Get rid of the pikers. Get it when it's down to two. Which with the Libertarian would be perfect. That's June of next year. And then you time it out, Alex, June to November. That's how you do it. It's that simple. Your timing has to be correct. If you get in too soon, you'll blow your wad too soon, and you'll give them too much of a chance to destroy you. You got to have the perfect timing that leads up to that November election, and it's a window in there of about 2 to 3 months, 4 months.
I want to hear more about this. We're back.
I don't need to go get name recognition. So it can be done that way, Alex. We don't need to move on presidential shit.
70 seconds. We're back. I want to hear more about this. 70 seconds. We're back.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence despite the situation is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-4255.
3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.